Tempe is looking for landlords to take part in a new pilot program starting next week. The city will be able to issue 10 Veterans Affairs Supportive Housing or VASH vouchers for military veterans who are experiencing homelessness or are on the verge of becoming homeless. Tempe Vice Mayor Robin Arredondo Savage is with me to talk more about this. And let me ask, first of all, what's the appeal of reaching out to private landlords to try to help this population?
Well, it's really important that we have landlords that want to be part of the program. And when I say part of the program, it is really truly a partnership, not only with Veterans Affairs and the Housing Department, but the City of Tempe and the landlord themselves. So we don't want them to feel like they're in it by themselves. There's a lot of really great benefits to being part of the program. And we hope that with our cry out to individuals out there that may be landlords that want to be a part of this pilot program, we would love for them to want to get involved and become part of it.
Besides obviously helping somebody who needs help, what's in it for these landlords to make their spaces available?
Well, I think there's a lot of great things in it. I mean, first and foremost, to be able to help a veteran that have served our country. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of landlords out there that, you know, maybe have a soft spot for veterans or maybe were a veteran themselves and want to be able to pay it forward. I think that, to me, is the most rewarding piece. Also, I think there's a guarantee that the rent's going to be paid, which is really nice. And then also having a partnership with the city and then making sure that those individuals have some case management along the way just really creates a great partnership and the ability for them to even be more successful and really kind of make an impact on a veteran and a veteran family. I think that could really turn their life around for the positive for years to come.
Have you found that landlords are interested about taking part in this? Have they come forward and said, yes, we'd like to join?
Well, that's kind of why we're here. I mean, I think that's what we want to do is, one, first spread the word and let people know that we have the ability to do this. The VASH vouchers actually don't come online for the City of Tempe until July 1st. So we are looking for those landlords that are out there that want to be a part of and start a brand new pilot program in our community.
Are there particular types of housing that you're looking for here?
No, we are open to all types of housing, whether it's a single family housing, an apartment, a condo, whatever it may be. Any landlord that's out there and has that opportunity and wants to be part of this pilot program, I would definitely encourage them to contact the City of Tempe because we would love to partner with them.
Have other cities tried this program? Are you able to look at other places as a model of what you might be able to expect here?
Right. Actually, the City of Phoenix has VASH vouchers and the City of Mesa has VASH vouchers. And of course, we always look to see what best practices are and how we can do it. But I think one of the greatest and the most unique things in the City of Tempe is we already have an initiative for our veterans, and we have a lot of people within our staff that know and have the knowledge to be able to assist our veterans in a lot of different ways, making sure that they are connected with those resources and those benefits that they've earned while being in the military. So I think we're even going to be able to take it to a completely different level.
From the veterans' perspective, is there something to be said for being housed in a place that is not public housing?
I think it really depends and it varies. I mean, I think it's really important that we have a great diverse stock of housing opportunities because not one shoe fits everybody. And I think it's good to have some different options. I think the one thing great about this program is the fact that case management comes along with it. So a lot of times when you get those developments, the case management is on site. And so that's a great benefit to be able to have that right there. Well, this is kind of similar, but they may not be on site, but they have the ability to make those connections.
And assuming this pilot program goes well, is it safe to say that you would eventually like to maybe expand it to beyond the 10 vouchers that you have now?
Oh, absolutely.
How will you judge whether or not this pilot program is successful?
Well, I think we'll look at it a couple different ways. And first and foremost, we hope we get a lot of landlords that will want to become part of that program. And then we'll actually be able to see these individuals have some stability in their lives and really be able to change their lives around in a positive way, whether it's them or their families. But it really does truly start with the ability to have a stable household and then the resources to be able to wrap around them so they can be successful moving forward. And I know we'll be able to see that fairly quickly.
All right. That's Tempe Vice Mayor Robin Arredondo Savage. Madam Vice Mayor, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having us.